I mean, listening to your album, you have an eclectic sound. You got a little, I don't know if I could kind of, with your combined singers, you got kind of got a little Randy Newman meets like Mark Cohen, kind of Billy Joel kind of thing, but with your own sound mixed in. Who are your influences? Like, who made you want to get into this field?
I think initially Neil Young, from early on. I didn't plan on being a musician for life until way later, but I think he showed me how beautiful songs could be, you know, and I've kind of emulated that, trying to songwrite and capture moments in time. And so I would say Neil would be, you know, probably first and foremost. And then over the years, you know, a lot of different people that I've really enjoyed. But oddly enough, none of the people that you mentioned, and that's, well, I'm just not that familiar with Randy Newman or Billy Joel. But I can hear it in the Rod Stewart. I've heard people say, I think a certain when I push my voice, certain things. That's the natural gravel, you know, depending on what key it's in. You know, the soul singers, I'm really into Johnny Taylor and the old blues singers, and I love Pink Floyd. So I'm pulling from a lot of different wells.
Mm-hmm. It seems like sometimes in a couple of the songs, there's kind of a little of like a Motown feel to it.
Yeah.
Like a big band feel to it. You have some backup singers and things like that, other instruments going.
Well, I really love soul music, and I really have, in addition to like my love of Neil Young and Nick Drake and old guys, and old just kind of singer-songwriter guys. I also really love the old Stax and the Motown and the production and the feel of those songs. And so I literally tried to cross-pollinate those two worlds, because I felt like, you know, those were my two passions, and I wanted to make a record that had some of both of those elements in it.
That definitely comes out. As far as your songwriting goes, I mean, you're talking a lot about life, a lot about love. How much have your own experiences played a part in the songwriting?
100%. I can't really make up a song that I don't really feel connected to. You know, they're very autobiographical. But I might take elements and turn it into something else. But they, at the root, they start from inside of me, they come from a very, you know, it's a sensitive place for me, so it's hard for me to project and let that out into the world. But I just had to trust that it was the right thing to do. You know?
Mm-hmm. Is there a song on the album that most? I mean, you just said that the songs are 100% you, but is there one song in particular that you feel like connects with you the most, and why?
They all. I can't say one more than the other. They all really, you know, they're rooted deep within me. So I couldn't say that one is more meaningful than another. I mean, I'm not the kind of songwriter that cranks out, you know, a song a week or something. So these songs, some of them took months to labor over. But I think, you know, the one that I'm connecting with right now, the one I'm shooting the video for, is it's called I Run. Mm-hmm. And it's just a real slow kind of confessional. And that's kind of, you know, that was one of the hardest ones for me, like I said, that was revealing, because I'm really putting myself, it feels like I'm putting myself out there on the chopping block.
has anyone ever said to you, am I in the song? Has anyone ever said anything like that?
Well, every girlfriend I've ever had is, you know, like, every song is supposed to be about her, apparently.
Yeah, because there's some songs where you're talking about, you know, you're surprised that you're still together with her, that, you know, no one ever thought that you guys would last this long,
right. Things
like that. And then other ones, you're just no use complaining, you're complaining about society and people in general. So is this just like, is this your way of kind of like just venting a little bit through?
I think a lot of the reason why I sit down and actually pen a song is because I've been pushed to that place where I want it, where it's the only way I can get some of that stuff out of my system, you know, that's what it is. It's like that's what it took for me, for whatever reason, for me to be inspired enough to like get out the pen and write something down. You know?
Absolutely. I mean, you, from hearing you speak, you kind of have a little bit of a southern accent, and then you've been to L.A.
I'm actually time from born LA. And raised in L.A., yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
So but Mom's is from Oklahoma.
Okay.
And I've grown up around musicians my whole life, so I don't know what attributes. A lot of people think it sounds. Somebody said it sounded Eastern the other day, like East Coast. So I was like, no.
Yeah, I was thinking Midwest around there. Yeah, yeah. Oklahoma sounds pretty much, you know, pretty much spot on. Yeah,
that's the middle of everything, right? Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, absolutely. It's from the heartland of America.
We're gonna be there soon, I think. I think we have a show coming up in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that too. The way you're promoting this album is a little bit different from the way a lot of solo musicians promote their albums. You decided to tour with a band. How did that come about?
I got to make a living. I got to keep doing what it takes for me to survive. And also I get to play with people that I really love and respect. So it's not that hard for me to hit the road with somebody else when I believe in what they're doing. So in the case of Ben Harper and in Citizen Cope, it's like it's nice to get paid, but it's also I'm here because I enjoy what I do and I enjoy their music and I learn. You know, like I'm taking all these experiences and all the things I learn about music and I couldn't imagine not doing it, you know.
And you just said, I mean, you pretty much summed up my next question before I got a chance to ask it.
Sorry.
No, no, it's great. Good segue. But no, a musician is totally, you know, encompassed by their experiences and things like that. Was there something as a child, aside from like Neil Young, that really just made you said you were raised around musicians. Was there just something that was like, okay, this is something that I should get into?
I think once I realized how much I loved music and I loved the chemistry between musicians on a stage and playing, not on stage but just playing together, because I really don't like being on stage that much. I'm not that comfortable.
Yeah.
But I love the interaction speaking through music with other musicians and being able to let that speak to people that see it. Mm-hmm. And that just fascinates me. I think once I saw that and just kind of discovered that, there was no turning back. You know, I wanted to do that all the time. So I started really young. You know, I was in bands, you know, since I was about 16 years old, and that was it was just something I had to do. It wasn't much of a conscious choice. It was like I had to do it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get enough of it. You know.
What are your hopes for this album?
You know, I just really want people to hear it. You know, I want people, because I'm hoping that it can bring some pleasure to people. You know, I'm having these EPs printed up, and I've been giving out a lot of records.
Yeah.
And so I'm just trying to get it out there. I just want people. I'm at these Citizen Cope shows. I'm going to be passing out free EPs, mm-hmm. and I just want it to get out there. And let people. You know, I don't expect it to make any money. I'm not mm-hmm. looking for that. I'm not trying to like, you know. I just want to. I would really love for people just to hear it, and I'm hoping that when they do hear it. If they enjoy it, you know, it means something to them.
Okay. So in a perfect world, you give somebody your EP, and they listen to it, and they could say just one word about it. What would you want that word to be?
Soulful.
Okay. And I mean, that obviously goes back to your love of soul music, and just like, again, what you said as far as the emotions that you convey in your music, and things like that.
Yeah, it's not just the label of soul music, because I think there's a lot of different kinds of soul music, because mm-hmm. Neil is soul music.
Yeah.
Because he's singing from his heart. So when I say soul music, I'm not talking about the genre, more the it's coming from a really honest place. And when people come from a really honest place, then it's soulful. You know, so poetry can be soulful, mm-hmm. You know, somebody could write a letter that's soulful. Yeah. So yeah, that would be the word I would stick on, I guess, or in hopes that they would go out. That was really soulful. That would be a big compliment for me.
Is there anything that really like went into this album that really was memorable to you? I mean, obviously writing a song is memorable for any musician, but was there something that really stuck out for you?
I think just the process. We I I uh, I wanted to take our time, and I wanted to break some of the rules that I've been kind of confined to when in our traditional studio. And so the process was really memorable for me, because we did it without headphones. We all set up in a room. We just put mics up all over the room, and we just went for it. Once we got what we wanted, I knew. You know, it's like when you shoot a basket, you shoot a basketball, and you know when it's going to go in.
Uh-huh.
Once I got to that place with the song, we called it a day, and we said, let's get together again tomorrow. So it was very, like, it was very relaxed. It wasn't rushed or hurried, and it was very natural. So that's what really stuck out.
So it's kind of like record. An unplugged album that really isn't unplugged?
Right, exactly. I mean, nobody else would know that the way we went about the process, but some people might be able to hear and go, wow, you know, you could tell they're all playing together. It's not like punched in and overdubbed and fixed and a lot of things corrected. It's like what you hear is what you get. In fact, I was really afraid to do any overdubs, because every time I would try something, it just took away from that natural
rustic feel. Yeah.
So I like, there are a couple guitar overdubs I did, but for the most part, it's pretty sparse. You know.
Okay.
It's pretty true to what we recorded.
Is there anything that you would have liked to change about this album, or are you pretty happy with the overall outcome?
I'm real happy with the outcome. I think I would have lived with after it was mastered. Before it was mastered, I would have lived with some of those sounds, because now a couple times I put it in a few different stereos, and it's a little too bass heavy, or I feel like that sounds a little too muddied up. But then every stereo is different, because then I put it somewhere else in the sound. So I don't know if that's a losing battle or not. There's a couple with the mixing of the record, I've heard some older versions where I had more of the background singers up, and CC was more of a presence, and I had to decide whether I wanted the big picture to be that influenced, you know, like, because she has such an amazing voice, and it almost took away from the song in a strange way. So although I love the part that she sang, it was like, oh man, but it's distracting from the song. So I had to make a judgment call right there. And I think I did the right thing, but you can't help but second guess. Well, like, man, I missed that little bit. But she did. But that's about it.
Is there anything else that you want to say about yourself to the fans or people that have never listened to you before? Just give them a kind of like a first taste of what you're all about.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I think if you're into reflective music and you want to hear, you know, some honesty, then come hear my record. You know, I guess, I don't know.
Okay, no,
I don't know
great.
How to sell it. You know.
Okay, sounds great, man.